This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Garretson Building Supply, recently named the Douglas Education Service District's Regional Teacher of the Year. Wes Crawford joins us. Wes, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being on. You are teaching at Sutherland High. Tell us about what you do out there.
Yeah, I'm the agricultural science and technology teacher and FFA advisor here at Sutherland. And so that involves a whole different host of classes here, ranging from an introductory class to agricultural biology, advanced animal science and veterinary science, plant science, ag business, and metals and welding.
So how many years have you been a teacher?
This is year 14.
And I'm curious, now, have you always taught in the area that you're in, or have you taught in other subjects?
No, I've always been in this area here, and it's pretty diverse, so it keeps me on my toes and make sure I don't get bored with that. But so the last 14 years, it's been doing this.
What was it that drove you to become a teacher to begin with?
I think my own personal experiences, the value and impact that teachers had on me in high school, and the experiences I had through my high school experience and after high school and through college at Oregon State, is what brought me back here to do this. And I think it fits what I like to do, and it seems to be working out okay. So it really has been, you know, really fulfilling, and it makes a difference and an impact. And you know, anytime you can say that you can do that, then I think that you're in the right spot.
And I understand that you grew up in the area as well.
I am. I am a hometown kid, and so left for a little bit for college and education and a couple other opportunities and came back. And so that's neat to be back here and contributing again to kids here, just like I was able to get that all real long time ago.
When you entered your first day preparing to teach for the first time, what was it like to walk back into a school that you used to attend?
Oh, well, first thing is all the teachers that were still there from when you were there, you don't ever call them by their first name. You just you still call them Mrs. Straw and Mr. Reeves for a while, for sure. But, you know, at the same time, the kids were all different, and it's the people that make the building, for sure. So it was enough familiarity, but also enough new that it was okay. And it was pretty easy to jump into, and I came into a good program when I got here that was already doing a great job, and so that made it definitely easier on me as a brand new out-of-the-box teacher. And not to say there wasn't plenty of struggles and misfires and fails, but knowing that it was an environment and a community and a culture here of support, and to being able to do that really made it possible.
Now, for being from the area, you're real familiar with aspects of the area. Talk about the importance of agriculture for kids in Douglas County.
Absolutely. I think that we see, you know, the trend nationwide is we see fewer and fewer of our population be involved directly in production agriculture. And it's so important to keep in mind is how much that is the basis of what we do. And especially in this area where natural resources and agriculture are a very significant part of our local economy. And every person listening here and every person that walks in the classroom has is impacted by that and also has influence on that. And so actually in Sutherland here, you know, our school district is pretty suburban. And so a lot of the students that come in don't have that background. Some do for sure, and it varies a little bit. But for a lot, this is brand new to them. And being able to help make those connections and expand their view and realize just how important and integral this is in our area particularly, but also across the board, is really important and valuable. And so we leave here with students that have that knowledge and understanding and are better advocates for agriculture and understanding what it is, are better consumers and understanding what goes and involved with our food production. And it's so important and why we do the things we do, and just leave with that knowledge and makes them better informed. And so at the very least, that's what it is. And at the best, we put out students who go into the industry. That I've got past students that are now one's a practicing veterinarian, and others have worked in various aspects of the industry in different areas and in forestry, and whether that's local or across the nation now. So that's really exciting to see them do that and grow from that and see how they're applying what they started with here.
I understand that for a lot of teachers, when you have those success stories, that makes a lot of the other things that you go through worth it.
For sure, because there's plenty of other things you go through, without a doubt. And it is not all rainbows and unicorns, for sure. But it doesn't mean any of it isn't important. And now is a good time as an example of when it is really challenging. And all teachers everywhere are really digging deep, just trying to make this work with a lot of circumstances that aren't up to us, but still trying to help kids get through and navigate. And it has been a challenge and a climb for sure. So just any teachers, you know, tell them thanks for what they're doing. And I appreciate my own kids and the teachers they have, my children and what they're doing for them, and appreciate what they've been able to do in this past year to get through that. And I also know what it takes to do that. And it is definitely a lot.
I understand that one of the things you did over the course of the year was kind of a virtual support system for some of the ag teachers, not just here, but around the state.
Ag teachers, yeah, we really benefit and enjoy a close camaraderie, and we have this opportunity often to meet and get together and collaborate. And it's not unique to us, but it is a little bit in terms of how much ag teachers at different schools and school districts, you know, locally and across the state, do work together and support one another. So last spring, when everybody's backup was up against the wall, and I was happened to be part of, you know, group chats with some of our state organization for the Oregon Ag Teachers Association leadership, and everybody's realizing whether they're, you know, 5 years in or 15, 25 years in, that everybody was just, you know, shell shocked and had no idea where to go. We did the best we could. And so we put together just a weekly Zoom hangout. We just called the Ag Teacher Hangout. And we did that for 10 weeks last spring. And it was just an opportunity for ag teachers. And there's about 140 of us across the state of Oregon. And attendance on the weekly would range anywhere from 40 to 90 was the most on one night. And anytime that many teachers have to get together, or any group of people get together, jump on a virtual call to reach out and connect, you know that things are pretty tough. And it was just about, you know, helping each other. How do we navigate doing the things we do? How do we keep connecting with our kids when we often are doing so much stuff in person and on the weekends and after school and an ag program and an FFA chapter? And all of a sudden, all that was just blown apart. And so how do you handle a plant sale if you've got a greenhouse full of plants? And how do you handle the kids that have animal projects or the kids that are just trying to get through to graduation? And so that was ended up being a really positive thing. We've actually continued some of that. We've moved back to more of a monthly activity. And as we're starting to be able to get back together again in person, we're looking forward to being able to do that more too, like we used to. But I do think that was good for me, at least, to be able to see and talk to people and catch up and know that you're not alone in what you're doing.
It would seem like teaching ag during the pandemic may have been more difficult than some subjects, just because some of the things you just mentioned there and other aspects of really being a hands-on program.
Absolutely. All career technical education. So we think of all of our shop classes and hands-on classes, health occupation classes, definitely had a challenge there. And it's true across the board. Everybody definitely, all of a sudden, the model of what we're used to and engaging kids was out the window, no matter if you taught English or math. But there is a special component to when we talk about ag education and others, where it's that hands-on piece, and all of a sudden that was lost. And so there was lots of creative ways, and it was that people I saw other ag teachers do and that we did here, and to the point where last spring we had some greenhouse tables we needed to get built, and we were dropping homework packets off for kids. So I did, like, there was about six kids that got a whole set of table parts that needed to be bolted together, dropped off in their front yard for them to do, because it was, you know, kids in a shop class and a welding class, and you had to get creative in terms of how to keep them engaged and still doing stuff that they knew was valuable and important, and but still also expand their skill set. And we had kids starting seeds at home and doing things like that. We've packaged up lab kits this last fall when we started in the virtual for kids doing soil science and all sorts of different things, and just trying to figure out what is the best way to do that and get things into their hands that we could do. And we were fortunate we had, you know, support for some materials in different areas to make that go. And that was really appreciated so that we could, you know, keep doing authentic learning pieces that we're used to and are the best ways to learn when it comes to doing to learn when it comes to this sort of stuff.
When you were named Regional Teacher of the Year last week, did that come as a surprise?
For sure. I had a text from my principal the night before. He said, hey, we need to meet before, because I was leaving for a trip later that day with kids for an FFA soils competition. And he said, hey, I need to see you before you leave tomorrow. So I just assumed I was in trouble that something had happened there. No, it turned out we were all good or that our trip was going to have to be canceled or something. So Noah walked in and walked right in the middle of it. So that was just knowing how many great teachers there are and how hard teachers are working out there that, you know, any support and recognition is really appreciated for all teachers and that are especially and every year it's always has its own challenges, but this year especially sets the bar way higher in terms of adversity for kids and teachers to overcome. So it definitely was a surprise and definitely appreciated.
Well, not only are you Regional Teacher of the Year, you're a candidate for 2022 Oregon Teacher of the Year. That'll be announced down the road as well. Wes Crawford from Sutherland High School with us this morning in the Morning Conversation. Wes, thanks for being on.
Thanks very much, Kyle. Appreciate the invitation.
8:43, the Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrett's at Building Supply.